I've got the spittiest one though. I don't have a sock on it.
That's all right.
You spit straight into it.
got to wear a bit of protection on the mic. Popping pussy. Pop pop. Us us us. Us us. Hey 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 hey. We are back.
We are back in the Podcadon.
Back in the Podcadon.
The festival Podcadon.
The festival Podcadon. The festival of dangerous ideas.
Hell yeah, brother.
Oh, man.
Oh, you got hair on your mic.
Oh, shit. Hey, don't waste that. I was going to gobble that up.
Push it to the side,
yeah,
mate.
Come on, that's a good bit of hair you threw away.
Oh,
there.
Fuck, man. I'll get you back.
Okay, thanks, mate. And we have two of the most dangerous minds
this country's ever presented.
We have Cam Duggan and Fran Middleton. How are you, mate?
Who's your mate? Which one's your mate?
You take this one, Fran.
I think of mate like a collective.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you know how it's like like a flock?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm feeling
flock of mate.
I'm feeling electric.
Yeah.
It is an honour to be back in the Gone.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Oh,
yeah,
no,
it's an honour to have you back.
And Fran, first time.
Yeah, I guess I'm honoured. I mean,
I'm sure you listen every night.
Yeah,
die hard fan.
When's the next episode coming out?
All right, well, we're busy. We're busy, Fran.
Come on, I need it.
Yeah. Fran's like, I want to watch it live. I'm like, well, if you're a big enough fan, you even get a microphone.
There we go.
So, any of you there listening? Yeah.
Come
buy
find
tickets
us
to our shows and then we'll discuss it.
Actually, I had a bunch of a bunch of Feedom bras in the show the other night.
Yeah, nice.
It was good to walk on stage to a big oos 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 oos.
It's good and also very, very distracting for normal people.
Like the rest of the crowd were quite confused. Mm.
Yeah, having to explain to the people that don't know what's up why a bunch of your audience are going oos oos oos.
Yeah,
don't worry, they just want to punch me. It's fine.
Yeah.
But keep doing it.
Yeah, keep.
Oh, 100%.
Don't stop.
Yeah.
Fuck the people that don't get it.
I stopped the show last night and evaluated everyone. It didn't take long because there wasn't that many people in there. And I couldn't think of the next bit, so I just evaluated everyone in the audience and told them all that I could probably bash every one of them.
Yeah, nice.
Really? If it came to it. Like, not at once. Like, one after the other with a good 10, 15 minutes
in
between.
And how'd they feel about
that? Bit of a rest.
They agreed, I think. Well, none of them disagreed.
Did they all look very scared?
No.
And we'll laugh at whatever you say.
Yeah. I was in the middle of having a real breakdown. I could bash all of you anyway.
Yeah. And so that sounds such a glowing endorsement for Zach's show. So get in there.
Get
it's
along.
Going very well, clearly.
Yeah. Dream
he will punch you.
How are you going, Zach? I haven't seen you for ages.
I'm good, man. Good.
Yeah, nice. You back on the Mad Rooter status?
Yeah, I'm getting out there.
Nice.
Yep.
You got to keep it moving, brother.
Yeah, hell yeah, brother. Actually, got a friend staying with me this week.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's his name?
hey.
Got him.
She's on school holidays.
Oh, wow. Right? Shit.
She's a teacher.
Yeah.
So she came down for the festival.
Yeah,
so
sick.
Yeah, mate, I'm out
Veronica
there.
Veronica
Vaughn. I'm living my life.
That's a bit nice.
You know?
That's awesome.
How are you going, mate?
Anyway,
yeah, so pretty good.
Yeah.
I had a time last night, actually. Should I tell him this story?
Yes.
When does this come out?
Probably tomorrow.
Yes.
Maybe I won't say it then. Because we've got a lot of crossover fans.
Sure.
He's got a live pod on Sunday.
Yeah, right.
You finally did it.
I lost
your virginity.
I did it, dude. Anyways.
That's awesome.
How'd it feel?
I don't want to blow up his spot on the pod. But
if you want to hear Duggan's crazy exciting story,
get down to the live
come to the live podcast, live mug off.
It is a pretty nuts story. Anyways, we're not going to talk about that, friend.
No. Damn it.
Oh, we'll tell a fucking different story, cunt. You got us fucking ready to hear a yarn.
Yeah, we're all excited to hear a story. we one of the things we love on this podcast, Fran, because I know you'd know this already.
Oh, yeah, because I listen to
much.
Yeah.
One of the things we really love is a story.
Yeah, I'm picking that up.
Yeah.
Stories are the real backbone of this book.
Stories really help us out. Reach the hour mark.
I mean, this one isn't good, but it's recent.
Yeah,
I
that's
was
awesome.
Flying down yesterday and had set my alarm quite early because naturally I hadn't packed. So left myself, 15 minutes
and
to do that.
And what would packing involve for sort of Cameron Duggan?
Oh, just putting all my fucking
Every set of underpants.
Yeah. Just in case.
All three of them.
Yeah.
All three.
Just in case.
Getting all my undies out of the dirty clothes basket.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah. That's what I was about to ask. Are the clothes coming out of the wardrobe or the basket?
I just had to try and put a zip over my dirty clothes tub.
Yeah, you're one of the few guys that flies with the laundry basket.
Yeah, yeah. You got wheels and a handle.
In, mate?
Yeah.
It's carry-on kind. I'm carrying it in my hand.
If it's not carry-on, why has it got handles
on
it?
Yeah, yeah. If it can fit in a washing machine, it can fit in an overhead locker, mate. I don't know what your problem is.
Look, half of it's still wet. This over 7 kilos, hang on, let me wring it out.
Yeah, you're drying it out. Yeah. Can we crank the aircon in here?
So I got a phone call very early telling me that my flight had been cancelled, and I'd probably had too many beers the night before.
So Never.
I mean to fucking blow you guys away with that.
What?
But so I was dealing...
Is everything all right, mate?
So had to fucking deal with that with a pretty sore head, right? And then got to the airport and they were like, flights. They put me on another flight later in the evening.
Yep.
And then get there and they're like, slight delay on your flight. And I was like, you fucking got to be kidding me.
How slight are we talking?
Like half an hour. She didn't say. I was like, and it's delayed again. And she was like, slightly. And I was like, you know, fucking of course.
Yeah.
So went to the fucking bar at the airport and was just, you know, sinking beers.
Yep, yep.
I was checking online. I'd looked at the screen, the gate. And it was like, it said it's leaving at 6 o'clock instead of 5:30 or whatever. So I was at the bar and then walked over and it still said 6 o'clock on the screen, but it said final call underneath. And I'd got there when it was like to be boarding for 6 o'clock. And lady like saw me kind of walking towards, it was quite a distance. That I could hear her like calling out, like, are you Cameron? And I was like.
You had your headphones in, you said.
Yeah, I had headphones in. I couldn't hear shit. I'll tell you what I could hear is fucking...
The mug off.
Ramstein. I could hear Ramstein.
That was a really good one.
You just sit at the bar by yourself. Do us. Do us, niece.
I was listening to the Dunstan Checks In sound.
Yes.
Soundtrack. She goes, are you Cameron? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, hurry, I've been calling you. You're the last one to board. And it like must have been infuriated because I was just like, oh, yeah. She's kind of like rolled in. She's like, you're the last one on.
Yeah,
you're
right.
About to so miss your flight.
You snuck on. Did everyone give you dirty looks
when
you're walking?
I was getting filthy looks all flight.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure the flight attendants, it was probably in my own head, but they were...
spreading the word.
Yeah, they were like looking directly at me.
Yeah.
It was either that or they recognised me from the mug off, so...
Yeah, either one.
I mean, the latter is very... improbable.
Yeah.
Oh, and the latter is, or even more realistically, they're like, his wet laundry stinks.
Yeah. This guy smells like wet
they're
dog.
Just screwing up their noses.
Yeah. Fucking wet dog smelling cunt. 14
Like it shambles onto the plane 2 minutes before
like
it's meant
seal.
To take off.
Also, didn't you, when you arrived, realize that you had something in your luggage?
Oh, yeah. I checked my bag. I was looking around for something. I was like, I've got weed in my bag. I don't know how long that's been in there for and
how many flights
I've taken weed on.
Oopsie.
But it turns out if you want to fly with weed, you can just do it.
Just do it.
Yeah, I think the trick is not knowing.
Not knowing about
definitely.
It.
That would be, yeah, I get too stressed.
Yeah.
I've thrown a few last minute. Yeah, man, I'm stressed. I'm like a dad with our kids, man. I'm like, come on, we got to be there early. I'm looking around at these kids that don't exist. I'm freaking out.
I can't believe I nearly missed a flight while I was at the airport.
Yeah, that's a tough pill to swallow.
You were there early too.
I was there so early because Fran's flight was like half an hour before mine.
So just shared a DD. Big plug for DD.
We love DD on this pod. I'm a big DD guy.
Mm-hmm.
Any app that gives China more stuff, I give it. Yeah. So
DD Ching, it. Is that right? DD Ching? Is it?
Whoa. Whoa, friend.
No, the actual name of the company.
Yeah.
Don't make me.
Oh, my God.
This is really going to ruin your brand.
Whoa. Is my brand? Bullshit.
Yeah, just crazy shit. Are you doing a show this year, Frank?
Not this year, but I'm here in Melbourne because I'm getting the vibes again. I'm getting a bit of, ooh, wouldn't mind it.
Oh, we were out there shaking a few hands last night.
No,
you
Bit of schmoozing.
Like, you guys are like two big network guys.
Oh, yeah.
You love to network.
Yeah.
Yeah, Duggan, the ultimate network.
Yeah. Yeah. Fran sets him up, I knock him down.
Come in here and close the deal. In rolls a bloke, just waves of Carlton draft reeking off him.
You said to burn the bridge, right?
You've set the explosives. Don.
Yeah, here comes the fuse.
Yeah. Who's this dork?
Oh, you run the festival, do you, mate?
You got a CD or?
You're like, I'm fucking running this mouth, dude.
Yes.
Yeah, anyway, so maybe next year, whatever.
Yeah.
The last time I was here, I was touching your thighs.
Yes, for the footy show. Fran did
Oh, was that
character.
The Vicks gag?
Yeah, it was...
Oh, deep
heat. So sorry.
It was, yeah.
Bit deep heat.
I think back on that.
Do you?
Think probably unnecessary.
It was
that
so
it had to be deep heat and a whole tube of it every night.
It was so funny how quickly that cleared the room. Oh. Every night. People are like, we've got to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Front row's eyes are burning.
It's like, wow, it's the biggest prank I've ever pulled on you. Like, sucked in. You're running this room. Good luck.
Yeah. Did you ever get used to that feeling? Like, if you, like, because you were doing it every night.
It wasn't that
couple
many
of nights.
Anyway. Oh, so you had to recover.
Well, now
so it hurt as much every time.
Well, it in a way gets you fired up.
Yeah.
Like, now we can't stop doing it.
Yeah. Well, it's every day. It's kind of like a ritual. You know, it takes you back to being in
first.
The change room.
Oh,
yeah. Well, it takes you back to being in the change room. You know, high school footy. You're like, fuck.
Yeah.
With the
smell
lads.
That. The fellas. So you know, you put that on. It's you know, the show would end up finishing by nearly 1 o'clock, and you're like, I'm fucking ready to go. I'm feeling limber.
Yeah.
It's fucking...
Huey's green room looks like a...
fucking steps. Let's kick on. You know
to be
mean?
Fair, we did kick on most of the time.
It was all the Vicks, man.
I didn't think how much people would be like, this kind of like just down at festival venue, like networking as we were doing... Networking. But just me reeking of DP. Like, yeah, so what's going on with the comedy up late this year? Any film spots going or what's the vibe?
Everyone knows you're coming. Like, you're 100 metres down the street.
My eyes are watering. Your nuts are on fire. What are you doing here?
Did you ever get it too close to your nuts?
Yeah.
Not sorry.
No. Oh,
did you do that?
No, it just ended up. It seeps in.
It rides up.
It rides up.
Yeah.
It travels.
It's got a mind of its own.
Deep heat searches for heat.
Yeah. That was the first year of the footy show, wasn't
it? Heat seeking.
It was.
I remember that. That's when you asked that bloke on, bloke on crutches.
What?
There was a bloke in here with crutches, and Huey goes, what have you done to yourself, mate? And he didn't answer. And then he asked again, and the bloke just kind of, the perfect pause, and went, it was a condition I was born with. Schuster said, good luck, cunt. It's your name on the poster.
Yeah.
Holy fuck, I was laughing.
Yeah. That was an alright show.
Man, it was so funny. And they were like a group of old boys that thought it was about footy.
Yeah.
There is always like a few of those in every show. Hey, like
disappointed people.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, they're not
very
they're
confused
not stoked
people
on the situation. I'd argue. But they,
sometimes they get involved.
Sometimes.
Give them a kick. Just give it. Bring a footy. Give them a kick. Go like, here, just go out there. Have a kick. Yeah.
That is good. Yeah.
Get your tickets worth.
Have a kick. They should just have a kick, really. Yeah.
That's just a good metaphor for life, isn't it?
Have a kick.
Just get out there and have a kick.
That's, that's as close as some fellas come to therapy. You ever see, like, four guys passing a footy in a park in silence?
Yeah.
In a circle? You're like, one of them's about to talk about how it's a bit tough at work.
It's on the tip of the tongue. They're all like,
Next catch.
Yeah. Think I'm getting a divorce?
The kid's struggling at school. Oh, shit. Yeah, wait for your turn with the rock, mate, before you blurt out something.
It's the conch. The footy's the conch.
Yeah, the footy's the conch. Yeah. Exactly. Yes.
Cute.
Little Lord of the Flies reference.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Takes me back to when I was in the school play, Lord of Flies. I played Ralph.
Oh, yeah.
Who was the lead. Brad
no
alert.
Big deal.
And anyway, it was like quite a small cast. A few, lots of good friends in it, and then like a few psycho boys from the year below that were just... weren't quite wired right.
Okay.
It's funny and, to be wary of the boys in the grade below.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know, not
to be particularly psycho.
Not like, ooh, he's like tough fight guy, like, you know, ooh, this is why we have gun laws sort of situation. Yeah. You know, that sort of vibe.
And they were in this play? That's not who you think is going to be. Okay.
And in the green, in the backstage area, someone had like scratched into the wall, Ralph equals gay. And our gay drama teacher was freaking out. He's like, Mr. G. And he's like, who's done this? Who's done this? Seriously, this is not on.
Tim, was it you?
And no, and no. But he was furious.
I'm just trying to come out. Sir.
He was furious because the like head of the stage, you know, the people that do all the lighting and tech. His name was actually Ralph, and he's
stage
like
stage manager.
Yeah, yeah. The kid that runs all the tech stuff, and he's like, well, we've really pissed off the stage manager or whatever. You know, it's not on. You can't be calling him gay or whatever. And then finally, the like school shooter kid's like, I did it. But it wasn't about him. It was about him, and stares at me. And my drama teacher's like, oh, thank God. Who cares? I'm like, come on, man. This kid's going to kill me.
Oh, God.
I don't know what I've done here. Mm.
Man, there was a kid at my school. His name was Robin. And he had a list of people that he wanted to kill.
Mm. Holy shit.
Yeah, right. How's he going with it?
I sometimes looked him up on Facebook, and his profile picture was a photo of him holding a gun.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, man, I never directly bullied him. I was always like, hey, Robin, what's up?
Yeah.
So wait, did
Steve
he show...
Steve Buscemi.
Did he show people this list, like at lunchtime on the Oval or whatever, like, hey, you want to see my list? You know, like...
I think it was carved into his arm.
Yeah.
I think he was, like, kind of... He might have been, like, showing it sort of to people who were bullying him, like, making it kind of obvious that he was... That he had this list,
like,
and their names were on it.
Oh God,
yeah, that's awesome.
I wasn't. That's awesome. I remember them telling me, and I was like, "Was my name on there?"
Oh, that did. That sucks, bro.
Not we should tell someone. I was like, "My name's not on there, but huh?"
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I'm nice to him, man. He likes me.
Yeah. Every day, Duggan's like, "Just checking. Should I come to school today, mate?"
We good.
We good. We good. Yeah.
That's his parents' fault, really.
Robin. Yeah, I remember he was in one of my like PE classes once too, and there were people like, why'd you bring a gun to school? And I was like, wait, did he actually fucking bring a gun to school? And then I was kind of like, I'm backing up in the change room, dude. I don't want to be around this cunt.
Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy.
Robin Hood. Come for revenge.
Anyway, shout outs, Robin. Still like you, mate.
Still awesome.
Always
guy.
Welcome here in the Podcadon.
All those lists and stuff, I always imagine them like scratched into desks with those. Remember, did you ever have those like protractors in your kit with the like little sharp
end?
I don't remember drawing many circles with them, but I remember
there was always one that had two spikes. Yeah. And you're like, fuck, I don't need this. This has become two shivs for me.
Anything can be a weapon.
Yeah. Exactly.
Your school would have been a rough school, huh?
Yeah, my primary school, especially like the little redneck school I went to.
Nice.
We had heaps of kids. I once saw a kid like grab another kid's fingers and like bend them all the way back.
Awesome.
Like broke his fingers and stuff.
He actually broke them?
Yeah.
And what age are you talking?
Like 10 or 11 or something. Yeah.
Wow.
But then I didn't go to the closest high school. The closest high school to me was Rough, but I didn't go to that one.
Yeah, right.
I went to a different one, which was okay.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's good parenting right there.
Yeah, yeah.
What about your school, Fran?
Look, I, you know, when...
Did you grow up in Perth?
I grew up in WA in a suburb called Yanjibup.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was sick. But I was like a bit of a good student. And when we had a new chick named Linnell from South Africa come along...
Oh, that would be big, getting South Africans into your Perth school. Ugh.
I mean...
It would be a plague of them.
And Irish. Pretty common, huh?
Yeah.
There was anyway. I was like paired with her, like because I was like the nice one, and she's like new. But she was a bully, and she'd tell me to like I was bullied by the bully in order to bully other people, and like other like I'd do it. She'd be like, do this. I'm like, yeah, I will.
Yeah.
You know. So once I put an attack on a chair of another new girl, and then. She sat on it, and then her mum came in and told off our whole class.
Oh, attack! Fuck, that's fucking...
Yeah, like
pin. Cartoon stuff.
Yeah.
That's pretty evil. Yeah.
But I also flooded the toilets. I liked doing little naughty things.
Property damage.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Linnell.
Linnell, friend, Robin.
Put the tech on her chair.
It would be so funny.
Yeah, you, hey, no guesses what her folks did during apartheid.
Real allies, I'll bet.
We were just following orders.
Oh. Yeah.
That's just how it was.
Hello, Jonathan. I can't help but acknowledge that there's a person who's walked into the room.
How are you? Hello, Schuster. How are you, mate? Welcome.
Yeah, g'day, mate. How are you?
Good. Well, unfortunately...
I'd love a beer.
Sure.
Thank you.
Same.
Yes, please.
Thank you. Anyone listening want a drink? You can't just have one. You're not here.
Yeah, just a little... All right,
show them your pass and you get cheap drink. Anyway. Yeah, there you go. Everything is shown on this podcast.
Hey?
Schoons.
Whatever, mate. Whatever you're getting.
Best episode ever. Yeah. This is so real, you know.
Yeah.
They're right in it.
That was the Jonathan Schuster minute.
Our listeners, they get no edits and they love it.
They'll put up with anything.
Listeners on this, they're real ones.
Yeah. They are some of the realest folks, man.
Anyway, so you guys done tough shit like that? Like put an attack on someone's chair?
That's actually pretty hardcore.
Yeah. Is it? Oh, fuck.
I've never maimed anybody, no.
I was talking about a thing the other day, actually, that I remember we were doing in high school. You remember, like, shooting, like, fucking balling up tissue or whatever and shooting it through a straw?
Pea shooters.
We used to cut the ends off the shoelaces and put pins in them and fire them out of straws like darts.
Like an explosive device.
Like into people.
Yep.
And they'd be like, don't be a pussy about it. It's just a pin.
Yeah.
And so I was like, fuck. It's just a pin.
Yeah,
there's no poison in it. It's fine.
Yeah. I'm not Ace Ventura.
We used to get thorns off palm trees.
I would love to be Ace Ventura.
And stick them through cherry tomatoes. And peg them at each other.
Really?
Similar idea. Sick.
Yeah.
Like a frag grenade.
Yeah.
Because then you get a good splat.
Mm. Yeah, good splat. A little bit of a danger of getting like poked there as well. It's good. All organic.
Yeah.
From the earth.
Yeah. From the
natural
earth.
Stuff.
All natural bullying. My old man would always tell fucking, you know, stories where it's like, and we'd get the cane for this sort of stuff. I was like, oh, yeah, like what? He's like, well, the thing, you know, you pull out a pen. and he's like, you shave down the end and, you know, one of our classrooms, like the windows would be open, there'd be pigeons. So we all made blow dart guns and killed pigeons. I'm like,
oh, God.
Yeah.
Sounds like so you should get the cane.
So just the cane you just got for that?
Yeah, my old man's got a fucking horrific story like that as well. They're at like a school dance and they got the darts off the dartboard. A big crowd and they just pegged them up into the air. And then at the end of the night, when they're all cleared out, they walked around, had a look, and there were three darts, like, stuck in the ground.
Oh,
like,
that could have been.
That could have been serious business. The cunts are fucked in the head.
My old man told me a story once about his brother. So my uncle was at a school and getting a cane from one of the nuns, and he got expelled because he took the cane off her and hit her back.
Oh, man. I love that.
That's great. Isn't that,
these old cunts, they're built different, dude.
Yeah.
Fucking built different.
Can only push a man so far.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was another level there, pranks back in the day. Dad's like, when we're at Cooperoo State Primary School and they still had the trams. Yeah, a lot of kids would like try and jam rocks in the tracks because you could try and get them off the track. Well, that's not quite a prank. A bit different to a prank.
I think the definition of prank might have changed. We were dacking people.
That's a little less malarkey, more sort of terrorism, I'd say.
Oh, God.
But it just feels like everything was more extreme back then, you know? Like the punishment was them getting flogged with a stick.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, so of course they're going to be doing wild shit.
Yeah, and you know, shudder to think how much these stories have been exaggerated by them all over the years.
Yeah, true.
You know?
There's nothing wrong with a bit of sizzle on a yarn.
Definitely.
That's what you want. Yeah. I don't want to hear a fucking...
I don't want to hear
a... You need some hot sauce.
One time a kid threw a rock at the tram. One time a kid derailed the
tram. now we're cooking.
Now we've got a bit of juice.
In the bus to school that I got to my high school, it was called Seton. Catholic college, went to a Catholic fucking school, whatever. And the bus driver pulled over once and like, Seton College, more like Satan College.
Oh.
Like, threatened all of us because these guys at the back were...
That's not bad, though.
Yeah. It's pretty good. Yeah. He did well.
I've been waiting on that, use that one.
Yeah.
He was, we had these guys at the back who were pegging, like strawberry Yogos at the windscreens of cars behind. Like, super dangerous.
That would have been fucking fun, though.
Yogurt on it. I reckon yogurt is a bus driver's worst enemy.
Yeah.
They hate, bus drivers hate yogurt.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
It's always a go-to, and it's never getting eaten. Oh, my gosh.
Schuster's back.
Thank you, bar wench.
Beautiful. Thank you,
I mean,
mate.
Our good friend, Jonathan.
Wonderful, wonderful service there.
Thank you, mate.
Good to see you. Welcome to Melbourne.
Thank you. Let's not speak and let's just drink really loudly.
Yeah.
A little drinks break.
Gulp, hey.
Yeah, I remember a bus driver at school kicking someone off the bus for eating a yogurt.
Just eating.
Really?
Yeah. It was like, oh, fucking, probably not swearing. Again, sizzle on the yarn.
Yeah.
Okay. He took his shirt off and he was screaming, flexing on everyone. Run at me, cunt.
That's we had a real curmudgeon of a bus driver when I was in school. Alan, his name was. Because I didn't go the closest school, I used to spend like fucking 2 hours on the bus every day. No.
Each way?
Nearly, yeah. Well, like hour and a bit each way. Oof. And Alan, man, he hated kids. I don't know why he was a school bus driver, but he just fucking hated us. And he would swear a lot. He sped all the time. Like, he got pulled over by the cops.
What, whilst all the kids are on the bus? All,
like, he would fucking fly. I remember, like, if he didn't like you, so if you were getting in trouble on the bus, you used to have to sit up the front and, like you'd sit up there. I was there for a while, and then you'd watch like how fast this cunt would go on this bus. And you're like, fucking hell. I don't know if he's still alive or what. He was pretty old back then. But yeah, he crashed into the back of a cop car once.
Really?
Getting pulled over. They pulled him up.
Dude, he's
odd. Pulled in front of him, and they fucking smashed up into the back of the cop car.
Holy
it's
shit.
Crazy that he kept his job.
Yeah. I've got fucking no idea how
like
it worked,
how'd he keep his job, let alone his license?
I've got no idea. I don't know.
It's real cowboy country up there,
absolutely,
huh?
Absolutely, mate. Fuck yeah.
It really is cowboy country.
No one else wanted to do it.
Yeah, no one else wanted the job.
All the kids on the bus are just like, not again. Like, it's normal?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
My older town granddad ran into the back of the school bus out the front of my school. It's pretty hectic.
Out like the front, after dropping like you off?
He was just doing a Yui and had a senior's moment. Just ran straight and like slammed into the retaining wall and hit the back of the bus and nearly hit a kid. And he's like, oh,
what?
Shit.
Like, fucking hell.
Brutal. A very embarrassing day for me.
Oh, no.
Yeah, had he
like,
just
I don't
dropped
know
you
that
off
man.
Or something? Like,
oh, he was just picking me up.
Picking you up.
It's like, oh, shit.
Oh, wow.
He's like, ah, bloody hell. It was a good day.
It was hosing the concrete in silence at Arvo.
Yeah. And he's looking at the retaining wall and like the principal, you know. Like
I know a guy.
Junior school. And he's like, I'll fix it.
Yeah.
I'm a bricklayer. He's like, what the fuck? No.
If you're fixing it, don't drive yourself down here.
Yeah. It's so good. Yeah, I'll knock a bit of.
Be better than
not too
man.
Bad, yeah. It's
a sort man, of old European dudes are so confident that they can fix anything, huh?
Yeah. Well, he could have. He was. He was a bricklayer.
but that wouldn't have stopped him doing a bit of sparky work too.
He could have been a florist, maybe. Would have said the same.
Yeah, he'd fix that up. Anything to do with concrete, they should be all right.
Yeah,
really.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's their lifeblood.
Yeah, it's in their meat.
It's in their veins.
Yeah.
Cement's
concrete
in their veins.
I reckon you could even knock up a quick retaining wall.
I think, yeah. Channel my ancestors.
Yeah.
Looking, staring at this. What do you call it? You know, the sand, when it's still sand.
Don't worry about the level, mate.
Does your old Italian granddad wear the handkerchief with the four little corners all tied up? You seen that look?
No, it
like
sounds incredible,
like a Latino gangster.
Like a cholo.
In WA, there was this thing called WA Salvage, and this actor, this Italian guy, was like, we're not fancy, but we're cheap. And he has this, like, little... this. He wears a blue... like
that's awesome.
He like wears a dark blue classic... I don't want it. No, just the tank top, which used to be referred to as a wife beater, and we're not saying that, and I didn't say it.
Yeah.
And perfect. Yeah. And then it's
like a shearer's
handkerchief, and then like
you call it an audience feeder.
Each corner of it's tied up somehow.
I sort of know what
you
mean. Yeah.
It's iconic.
Is it because he's too cheap to buy a hat?
I don't know.
Is that what it is? It's like, look, I'm cheap. I don't.
I missed WR Salvage. It was sick.
He loved a little, you know, the little peak caps. He loved those looks, you know.
The Peaky Blinders kind of caps.
Yeah, nice. You know, before.
Yeah.
Before the show. He was doing it before the prequel. Show,
inspo.
Yeah, which makes you think, hey. Makes you think, like, they're so swagged out. I saw so much of his shit when he died. He had these, like, he had the sickest, had so many pairs of sick loafers.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Like
same size as you? Could you wear them?
Yeah, which makes you think. Little Italian bloke. But, yeah, I fit in them, mate. Came in there, a few suits, not too bad. Looking like I'm ready to go to Cloudland in the 1960s. Go to the dance halls.
Good
go
look.
Down to the Abruzzi Club, mate. Yeah, I'm ready to go.
Oh, man, this is pretty on brand for this podcast, but I mindlessly scrolling the other day and saw a video of this bloke just fucking rock some cop in the valley. They were all chasing him, and a cop was, like, standing in front of him as he was, like, running away. He did, like, a running punch.
And just clocked the cop up.
Clocked the cop.
And kept going?
Kept going. They got him pretty quickly.
Yeah. Cut the video. Cut it there.
Oh, no, yeah. It went to them getting arrested, and there was, like, whoever was filming it, like, also, what are you doing?
Yeah. Did the cops get a few back on him?
There was a crowd around you couldn't see, but they probably would have,
Yeah.
They would have taken a couple of sharp corners in the paddy wagon,
I reckon. Yeah.
Also. No, also. No, also.
Man, I haven't been to the valley in ages, hey. I always see something just fucking that I would never see anywhere else.
I used to love it, and I'll tell you what, didn't mind gawking. I would just stand in the middle of the road. I'd just be having a look. They are going hard, these fellas.
Yeah.
Well, that, you know, I told it on the pod, but the last time I was there over Christmas with some mates, a guy in a dress, more footy show, you know.
I heard this episode.
Yeah. And he just came up to me. He's like, brah. Fuck, brah. I've got to get out of here, man. I'm like, what? He's like, I fucking just knocked out a bloke, eh? But fuck. Wearing a dress, I probably tell it's me, eh? Yeah, probably.
Fucking sucks for the guy that got knocked out.
Did he say he was a professional dress. Boxer?
Oh, yeah. Man, the problem is, man, I'm a pro fighter, man, so...
My hands are registered weapons.
Yeah.
Any guy that says stuff like that is
Did he kiss
awesome.
His hands?
Yeah. He should have.
My babies.
I was with you that night. I think it was me, you, and Joey Green in the valley one night. When me and Joe went up to Brisbane...
Oh, we went to the strippers.
Yeah, we went to the strippers, and that guy was pissing on the street. Maybe it was before you rocked up.
I only remember the strippers.
There was a guy like,
what, me?
Yeah. We could remember we went into the strippers as well.
It was early.
It was free entry before a certain time.
Yeah.
So we went in and got the stamp and then did the gig and then went back to the strippers with the stamp.
Yeah. Just had sad conversations with 19-year-old girls.
No lap dances, thank you. No.
But there was these guys that were yarning with us and was just standing at the front of that venue. And then, like, we stopped chatting and they, like, were up the street a bit. And this guy just started pissing on a bin. But it was uphill and it was just standing there pissing, yarning to his mates. Just, like, running down in between where everyone was standing. Like, fucking hell, man. Like, the sun wasn't even down yet.
You would not catch
animals.
Me laying down in the valley. That whole suburb is covered in piss.
Yeah. Yep.
We saw a pretty cooked unit at the pub the other night.
I was just thinking about her. Yeah.
That, this lady, and she would not accept that I was not Aboriginal.
She keeps
saying,
you're
not. And I kept being
mob.
Like, I'm Indian. And she's like, yeah, I'm Indian too. And then she's like, nah, you're one of us. You're one of us. I was like, she was fucking all over the shop.
Yeah.
She was all over the shop. I've.
She was a million miles a minute.
I've reckoned maybe one of the most cooked people I've ever come across.
Yeah, Ryan.
And then she was just like running up and like hassling the security guard. I was like, what is your job, dude? You're just getting hassled by a woman who clearly shouldn't be in here.
Mm.
Yeah, it's exciting. It's exciting stuff.
It is exciting. That's around Petersham. There's you find some characters around there. And if you're in Sydney, go hang out at Petersham, you know?
Yeah.
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 You guys seen human shit on the street before?
Yes.
That was a very smooth transition.
Yeah. But it's always exciting.
In Petersham, I had it like I was going to work on a Saturday morning and the guy that like works at the train station, I was like, how are you, mate? How's your morning? He's like, oh, I've got to go and hose this shit off the platform.
So not good?
Have a good one.
And I was like, rough start, huh? Ah, fuck. He looks like that fucking George Calambaras dude. That always makes me laugh when I see him. That guy from MasterChef.
Yeah.
Little fat bald guy. He looks like him.
This train guy.
Yeah, the guy that just like works at the platform.
Yeah.
It always makes me laugh because I only started seeing him there after George Calambaris got done for all that wage theft stuff. Yeah. So like, now you're hosing shits away, huh?
Time's
I see you.
Yeah. But at the same time, I don't want to tell this guy that that's what hard times are. You know, it's like, this is my life, cunt. That's not me.
Yeah.
That's a different bloke.
Yeah.
It's tough. It's a bit of pill to swallow when you're hosting shit off a train
blue or
platform.
Red, sorry, which one?
I take the blue pill.
Okay.
Yeah,
I can't remember which one's which.
Yeah, me either.
Anyone in the train industry shouldn't have to deal with full on turds.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, at least it was on the platform, not in the train. You know,
that's true.
He probably would have preferred it in the train.
Someone else's
that's not his problem.
Mm. Yeah,
and it moves away from you.
Yeah,
if you're standing on the platform.
Yeah, it keeps going.
It's like roulette. It could be anyone's problem.
Keeps going. Yeah, train. I mean, trains are just awesome.
You seen a punch on a train?
I've seen like
brawls,
annoying enough situations on the Queensland Cleveland line.
Oh, yeah.
Queensland trains are something else.
Mm.
Not many people catch the trains in Queensland.
It's a special breed.
They're so, like, inconvenient.
Yeah.
It's the opposite of what a public transport system should be.
I remember when I was, like, 19, I'd finish work at the Bottle-O and then jump on the train and get in whatever, you know, change at the... And then pretty much just come back and jump straight back in the clothes and start working at the Bottle-O again. And I was on it once. It was just like someone, you know, just for friendly talking to a girl my age, was like from Germany or something, just talking about how she's gone. This like absolute unit just strolls down the train and he's like, oh yeah, oh yeah, starts talking to her. And I'm like, oh, hey, mate, like trying to, because she's like so stressed. He's like, you're drawing a cat, my grass, man. I was like, oh, I don't want anything to.
No.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, enjoy Brisbane life.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is as far as I go.
Yeah. She's all yours, man.
Oh, God. Nice to know you're looking out for young females.
I was looking out for even back then I was an owl.
Oh, he's a good guy,
even
this
before
one.
It was, even before,
before
it was
cool.
Trendy.
Yeah.
Even before you could put it on a t-shirt. Yeah.
Even before I knew about comedy, mate, I was doing...
Selfless acts.
Yeah, generally, morally, even pretty straightforward things I was
even
doing.
Even before
it.
I knew it, I'd sell tickets.
Yeah. Woke wasn't even a word when I was doing this sort of stuff.
Mate, when I first started helping Sheila's... We used to see them as people.
Yep.
Sorry. That's cut that out if you ever want to do any editing.
Nah, raw.
Absolutely not, mate.
Yeah. That was just it.
Yeah.
But,
I reckon. What is it? Women? Do you say women?
Mm.
I reckon clams. Women are. Yeah.
Her friend's laughing. She really liked that one.
Yeah, it's true. I did like it. I was going to say, yeah, women are just. You know, some of them are people too.
And that is crucial.
Yeah.
So. Important to remember that, fellas.
Yeah.
Hot chicks, they're people.
This is that's an edit out. That's an edit out.
Fran actually said that. And
yeah,
she
that's
does a really
me. No,
good impression
naughty.
Of my
voice. Yeah, that was a great Huey.
Yeah, that's right. That's something you would say, but you didn't say.
I didn't.
But,
spot on.
Yeah. I know. It's awesome. It's great stuff.
Yeah, groovy.
What are you excited to do while you're here in Melbourne, Duggan? Anything
I went to Hawker Chan's today.
What's that?
It's the first street food place to get a Michelin star.
Yeah, right.
It's on Lonsdale Street.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. It's not the best experience I've had there, but it was nice.
Yep.
It was good, did that.
What'd you get?
I got there like the one that they won the award for. It's just like soy chicken and rice.
Yep. Mm.
It's pretty dope. Have you been there, Schuster?
No, but is it in like a food court?
No, it's its own place.
No,
yeah.
It's just, sorry, Schuster just asked if it's in a food court.
You're a big like, you only eat from food courts, right? That's your big thing. Yeah, you can have a little guest appearance. Tell us why... tell us the best things about only being able to eat at a food court.
It's just good to be not at the magistrate's court, you know what I mean?
It's your preferred court.
I don't know, food courts are good. You get a bit of everything. You know, you want KFC, Subway, Chinese. Yeah. It's all
Do
there.
You ever get choice paralysis?
What was that?
Choice paralysis.
I don't know what that is.
When you're like, oh, I don't know what to choose.
As a Libran, I do. As a Libran. Yeah. Or ADD. I don't know what it is.
Is that your sun sign or is it your moon?
I think it's the star one.
Yep, the sun is a star. Yep.
Anyway, thanks. Great job, everyone. You're doing a wonderful... It feels like I'm listening to a podcast.
really.
Wow, that's awesome.
High praise.
Great feedback. Another big bonus for Schuster at Food Courts, lot of teenagers. Yeah. So
lot of school bags. Yeah. More bags than awesome. Kids.
Yeah. What I remember being in a food court once and was just mesmerised by this... I have to use the correct language here. I was mesmerised by this person. In what would now be described as probably a trans person, probably even then too, but I was a teenager, so I didn't understand. But it was like, what would you would at the time, yeah. I was like, that's a bloke wearing a bra, right? And kept pulling tissues out of their bra, but was like pulling the burger apart and was just like chucking all the shit on the ground.
Oh yeah,
was taking off all the lettuce and chuck, and every time they touched something, they'd wipe their hands with a tissue that they had stuffed.
The titty tissue.
In their bra. And the cleaner, I remember watching the cleaner's face just being like, what the fuck? Just watching this person create a mess for them to clean up. Yeah, and they were flicking it like with disgust.
Yeah.
And I was just
why did they order that thing?
I don't know, but I was like, I can't take any longer eating this because I'm just sitting here gawking at this. At this person who will definitely fight me.
Yeah.
The old tissues in the bra, classic. Like, you guys haven't done this. When you're a kid and you're like...
No, I've never stuffed
my bra.
I've never stuffed me jocks with anything. Can't relate at all.
But like, at my friend's house once, like in primary school, there was someone like at the door, like I don't know if it's a salesperson or delivery person or something. And then we're like, oh, quick, let's put stuff down our bras so that he thinks that we're older or we're something. It's like you're clearly eight and you've got, you can't have tits when you're eight. That's not, what are you doing? Anyway, it's pretty fun. That's all I do on stage. I just go, hey, look at my big tits. Yeah. I literally do
it's
that.
It's always good gear, really, no matter the age.
It's funny to imagine the delivery guy going, you're like, ooh.
Yeah.
Hey, girls.
Cool.
Sorry, ladies. Yeah.
What are you guys, like 26?
Damn. My favorite, just to go back quickly to food court, when Taunts used to work at the golf course when we were living together, there was this old British guy that does comedy. He'd come in and Taunts would be like, oh, g'day, mate. You doing the full 18 today? And he's like, no, mate. Just a quick 9 holes today. I've got a date later. Yeah. He's like, got a date later. We're going out to Hawkesburn. Going out to Hawkesburn, Westfield. Take her to the food court.
Ooh, she loved that.
We just never got over it as a date spot.
Oh, my God.
Just taking it. All right, darling. Anything you want. Whole fucking world. Nothing over $20. Don't take the piss.
No drink.
One curry's enough for her. Yeah. Pick wisely.
You're not going to eat all that.
Eyes bigger than her stomach, this one. All right, we'll get a Zarafa's coffee.
Get some prawn crackers from over there.
Yeah, prawn crackers, isn't it? Oh, lovely. Lovely little
what
garlic naan and butter chicken. That little sweet and sour pork from that one. Here we fucking go. What the little spread we got here.
Spoiled for choice, love. Spoiled for choice.
One little sweetie from Baskins before we head off.
But also it's like, look, I'm taking you like travelling around the world, you know? Yeah, we've got all the cuisines.
Yeah. Have one go on the skill tester, darling. That's enough. Let's not take the fucking piss here, darling.
Fancy game of air hockey.
Oh, look, I've got a little photo booth.
I'm not taking it easy on you.
Photo booth, $4. No, that'll be
no. You've got it on the phone anyway. Yeah. Take a few photos on the phone.
It's good lighting in here.
I'll take one myself, actually.
Yeah. That's pretty good. Well, on that... What's the time?
Yeah, what are we on about?
Yeah,
shows up.
Well, let's we probably got 5 more minutes to do. Has anyone seen any shows at the Melbourne Comedy Festival or looking forward to seeing any shows?
We saw Crookshank last
night.
We
did see Crookshank, yeah.
Sick.
Yeah.
Great.
Very good. Very good.
I fucked up. I should have seen him on the first night because I'm at the same time as him.
Damn.
But is he on Sunday, Huey?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll be able to come Sunday.
Come on up.
Yeah, if you get a chance, go and see that.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. He might be the funniest cunt in the world.
Man, he's so very, good. Very effortlessly good. Funny.
Yep, yep.
Well, makes it look effortless.
So watchable. You know, I just can keep watching.
Yep, yep.
Like a creep, just looking.
You're a voyeur.
Yeah, I don't listen, I just look.
And as a, as a man who doesn't mind the philosopher's flute, it's very on, you know.
Yeah,
on,
yeah.
On the same wavelength, you know.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
He gets it. I saw the end of Dave O'Neill's show.
Oh, yeah. Man, that cunt's so funny.
He rules. I fucking love him, man. He's got a great bit about pretending to be someone on Reddit to catfish his son or some shit. It's fucking good shit, man.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
I saw him once at like my first time at Melbourne Comedy Festival, and I was with my girlfriend at the time, and we went into a 7-Eleven on the way home, and we saw Dave there, and he was just, and I was like, holy fuck, like, I know this cunt from the telly.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, hey, man, how are you? And he was like buying all this like candy and shit like that. And he sheepishly went, I'm going to a party. And then he like paused a bit and went, in my car. I was like, man, he's funny in real life too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's never off.
I've never forgot that. That was 10 years ago.
Yeah, that's fucking good shit. I know. I haven't seen. I saw Blake last night. Blake Freeman. He's got a good show.
Yeah, nice. Mm-hmm. We're going to Cambo tonight.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be good.
Also known as Sam Campbell. Don't know if you've heard of him, everyone, because he's got every single award there is.
I don't like to use his government name on podcasts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? What's going to happen?
Yeah, I'm going to have to bleep that out.
Yeah, might have to fucking bleep that.
Yep, right out.
Pretty quick. Pretty quick smart.
But if you haven't, you know, been to any shows at the Comedy Festival yet and you were listening to this podcast, you know, why don't you go
watch Zach's show?
Yeah,
what about this, mate?
You know,
go check out his beautiful locks. The curly curls at the back of this man's head.
100%.
Check it out.
I've got time.
I'll be there
the
over
day.
The weekend if you're a Duggan head and you want to see Zach.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Imagine that. Imagine sitting next to fucking Duggan and
imagine.
11 other people in a 50-seater room.
Imagine. What time's your show?
9:15.
Yeah, I'll have a skin full. Imagine sitting next to me with a skin full.
And maybe. If you're lucky,
I keep
his
grabbing.
Clothes that he flew down with will be dry by now.
I keep grabbing your hand and putting it on my knee. Imagine. And we're having a laugh.
Yeah.
It's a nice time.
Yeah.
And then what about Oh Mate Huey's show?
Yes.
What about that one?
Yes. Yes, it's enough fucking around time now because it's starting soon. And
yep.
I'm looking at these tickets and I'm thinking,
not many left.
Yeah. Yep. Big time. Yeah. Big time that. They are flying out the door. You want to get in here.
Yeah.
You
got to try dodging.
What about you, Schuster? Fat and Skinny? When does that start?
On Tuesday.
Starts
very
on Tuesday?
Fun.
Fat and Skinny with Aaron Gox.
Yes.
And that's here, is it?
At Cooper's.
Oh, at Belfry. What time?
I asked Huey if he had any spots left. They didn't get back to me.
Come on,
punch on
a month before Comedy Festival. I don't run a fucking Mickey Mouse operation. I just book him 6 months in advance here, mate.
Yes. At the Belfry,
yeah,
get down to that. Starts next week.
Belfry.
Also, if you listen to this and you are a fan of the Mug Off, which you definitely should be, if you like this, you love the Mug Off.
100%.
Come to our live show on Sunday. It's at the Euro, 4 p.m. Easter Sunday. Probably the most magnificent thing to ever happen on an Easter Sunday in history.
Mm. Yeah,
I think
I can't think of anything yet.
I will. Yeah, I will. I will be rock hard.
Yeah.
I will be rock hard in person.
Yeah.
The whole
so
time, just keeping it.
I will struggle to not be.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
that's gonna be awesome.
Do not want to miss that, people. That's a once in a lifetime.
You won't. You won't be able to tell, but I'll tell you.
Yes. A Halley's Comet situation, that.
Yeah, big time.
Don't miss out on that. He like that. Schuster like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. They got to pop out of Schuster in the back. All right, everyone. Thank you all so much for listening. Like I said, come see our shows. And until next time.
Keep them up.